Hello, everybody. Welcome back to KNZA Locker Room Chats. I'm Quinton Prophet here with head coach Rod Velt with the Troy Trojan Boys team. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, Jones Market, Kinsey Farms, and Anderson Meat. Head coach Rod Velt, let's talk about this last game you had for you on Friday against Riverside, a loss of 71-56. You're also supposed to play Oskaloosa yesterday on Tuesday, that game getting bumped up to tomorrow. So here we only have one game to talk about, that Riverside game. Hartman, he had 16 points for you. Geiger with 15, and Gannon both finished with 9. What can you tell me in that loss?
We had a pretty good start. Jumped out early. We always have started pretty well this year. Hit some big shots early on, and then they kind of settled in, and our offense got stagnant. But that's usually kind of the thing about our offense this year has been, you know, we're relying too much on the three, and when you live and die by the three, it usually doesn't work out so well for you. So didn't get the ball to the high post as much as we needed to, and so they had a good lead probably a couple minutes before halftime, and went ahead and started pressuring and picked up the full court press a little bit, and got a couple good possessions there, a couple back-to-back baskets. So we cut it down to a little closer game than what the first half really looked like. Then second half, we just kind of came out flat. You know, they obviously broke the press a couple more times. You know, we just weren't very consistent offensively either. I don't believe that, if you don't shoot well, I mean, that's not the end of the game. You should always be in every game, no matter if you shoot well or not. So, I don't like saying that, but we've really struggled shooting outside, as the year's gone on. I think in practice we look much better, from a shooting perspective, but, you know, when it comes to game, it's awfully different, and you got tired legs and all those things. So, effort's usually pretty good. I felt like when we got down in the second half, especially, hearts basically dropped, heads dropped, and usually that's not something that we see. So, we definitely had a discussion about that in the locker room, and that's just not the mentality that we want to have at Troy, right? You're always fighting, you're always battling back, and it wasn't necessarily our best game by any means, but whether things are going in the right direction for you, you definitely got to keep fighting. So mental toughness is definitely a focus for us this week, and really got to try and inspire the guys, because the season's not over. I mean, we've got a pretty good outlook. We've got two games coming up here, and then we start postseason at home as well. So, really try and get them fired up, keep them positive, because, you know, Riverside's a rivalry game, but that's just one game. It didn't matter. So, still things to fix and things to work on. There's still time. I mean, we feel like we haven't hardly had any practices in the last couple of weeks. So same with everybody else, of course, but this is definitely a time where we got to make the most out of any chance we get to get into the gym. So, you got to learn from film and refocus and fix all the little things that are all correctable. Definitely want to get in the gym and get back after it.
Upcoming here, three straight home games for you. Oskaloosa tomorrow here on Thursday, and then Horton on Friday, and then you'll look to play Rock Hills on next Tuesday. So real quick here, give me some thoughts here on your next couple opponents in the NEKL, as NEKL play now comes at a wrap. So, you know, maybe a thought on, you know, what your lookout here on your first year, your team's first competitiveness in this new league here for you guys, you know, leaving the Twin Valley League, now entering here into the NEKL. What's it kind of look for you in this first year, as you're looking to maybe finish about fifth or fourth in those top half of the rankings in the NEKL, and then here also to kind of bring a mention, you know, what's this kind of like to drop from this 2A classification of opponents that you've kind of faced all year? Now you're going to get to drop back down to that 1A class as you compete against Rock Hills here in Substate on Tuesday.
Well, we've definitely got two big games coming up for the league. Oskaloosa is going to be a tough game. They played well. They played Valley Falls really well. That was the third time they played them, of course. So they played them really well. They've got a good guard, and they got a good post player, and they've got some good role players. So they're playing better as of late, and that's kind of where you want to be ending the season on a very strong note. So that's going to be a tough one. And then on Friday we have Overton, and they're obviously very good. They've got Massquoi kid's a good post player. They've got some good guard, and you know, their length. They've had very good length the last few years, and that's going to give us some trouble. So it's really about limiting turnovers and valuing possession, which is what we're always trying to focus on, because when you get this late in the season into postseason, that's what it's got to be. You know, you can't win games if you're going to turn the ball over and if you're going to take bad shots, which are just as bad as a turnover. So, you know, in the league overall, top teams have been very good. It's been a battle. You can look at it either way, but for me, you know, playing good teams is definitely a kind of a blessing in disguise. Even if you do lose, you challenge yourself and you see where you're at, and it exposes you for sure, and shows you what you need to work on. You know, you don't get a whole lot out of playing a bunch of teams that are maybe not quite your caliber, because all those things that you get away with, you know, a bad pass that pans out because kids maybe not quite as good or athletic enough to stop it, or a three-point shot with no pressure on you, or a runner in the middle of the lane that happens to go in, you know, that's all reinforcing bad habits. So it's really good to play really high caliber teams, and we've gotten to do that. It's definitely been a good wake-up call, I think, overall, for a team that always has very high expectations like we do, but it's you have to work really hard, and that comes from practices. And if you don't work hard in practices, you're going to see it on the court. So you know, it's been good. It's been a challenge. Obviously, we haven't had to have as many drives this year in the new league, so we like that as well. But you know, it's gonna be a good fit for Troy. Old rivalries and things like that. So you know, pretty happy. I mean, fourth or fifth is maybe not quite where we were aiming, but you know, it's one game at a time, and so there's very good competition here. When you get in those games, it's a battle, and you know, you can always look back at a possession here, a possession there, and maybe changes the game. But you know, everybody wants to compete, everybody wants to win, so everybody plays hard, and that's how it goes. And then lastly, moving on to Substate, we have Rock Hill. Haven't been able to watch any film on them yet. Getting quite a bit about them, but our postseason draw, I mean, it looks like a good one. But we really have to get past Rock Hills first, and they're not a team that's just going to roll over on you. They're going to play you tough, and they play some decent teams as well. So it's nice to get that first round game at home and have the crowd motivate you and hopefully push you across the finish line if you come out flat or anything like that. But it's been a pretty good year overall. We have seen growth, but we're not done growing yet, right? If you stop learning, if you stop growing, then honestly you're not getting any better, and you're probably falling behind at that point. So kind of what we got to do is keep getting better and focus on the little things and make sure we execute and have a good finish to the season.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. This has been head coach of the Troy Trojan Boys, Jonathan Rodbelt. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.